Welcome to episode 22 of What Gets Club Soda Out. I'm Laura.
I'm Sean.
What gets Club Soda out? It is without a doubt the greatest podcast that's about. So shout about it.
And that was our new theme tune.
What?
By David Scott.
Oh yes, of course.
I should have probably clued you in on it before
really.
I did it. How are you, Sean?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Laura Ní Gcúil? Is this a job interview?
Sean O'Doole, is it? Job.
You have like five, don't you?
I have
you?
Two, but you know. How has your 2 weeks been?
They've been good, actually. I like the fortnightly podcast
update. It's much
update.
Easier for me, as I do have those jobs.
That makes sense.
And this week... Oh, thank you for asking me what I did. I did a camera and lighting course, and now I'm sort of a genius at it.
Well, okay. This is the thing, though. Now you're telling me about how things are lit and that, and the aperture and the composition.
Are you getting annoyed at it?
Kind of. Well, I was the same when I got my camera and began to learn how to use it. So that, you know. And we're not very talented at things. So it's good that we're talented, like really talented at some things. You know, kind of way?
Yeah, I guess. What things are we not talented at?
Oh, you name it. I was trying to play FIFA earlier today. Jesus.
FIFA?
FIFA football. Football game for football players. Good Christ. I'm so dreadful at it.
How can you be bad at,
like, I couldn't just... pass to the guy, and then the guy who was blocking the net, he just doing a really good job of blocking the net on me, though. He's jumping. I didn't realize your feet could leave the ground when you're trying to block the ball from the net. Anyway, my point is we are not talented, so hey, it's nice to have a thing.
Don't
pull me. Congratulations.
Hooray.
Yeah.
Well, I was pretty crap at it before, and I pretended for 3 years that I knew exactly how to do everything.
Oh.
Well, I did a media degree. I don't know how I graduated without knowing how to use a camera. But I do now. Hooray.
Congratulations.
So I was watching some...
You should go up to college and be all like, I'm able to...
Give them my middle finger.
Yeah. Did they actually try to teach you and you didn't want to learn, or...
What? No, they didn't. They actually just kind of gave us cameras and went out with it, but I probably should have learned it somehow.
Nuts to that.
So, we saw gigs recently. What did you see?
I went to Midlake on Valentine's Day.
How was it?
Amazing. I've never heard five men make such a racket. And by racket, I mean like good polyphonic
nice
sound.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
I don't know anything about music.
That's
either,
so
I was like, ah!
Aww.
No, well, yeah, it's true.
And we went to Yeasayer.
Oh, that was great.
It was really good.
When people
but you know
ask
what?
Us about it, we reply in the affirmative.
No, when people ask if we like it.
Yes.
Not if people ask about it. Do you want me to set you up for that joke again?
Yeah.
Not really,
just
I don't want
roll
to.
Me up, roll me up.
Sean...
Affirmative.
Okay.
Sorry, okay.
So Yeasayer was great, except did you not... Actually, I'm going to be really annoying, and the lighting, the whole course is making me really annoying. But the whole stage, none of their faces were lit. It was
ever,
just the
yeah.
background that was lit.
But that's the Animal Collective way of doing things. Like, there was huge, huge, huge screens that had different colours that would kind of move up and down.
They
or that would
like
light on and
they
off.
They looked like giant teeth, didn't they?
They looked like teeth, yeah, coloured teeth.
Yeah, it was weird.
But yeah, I couldn't work that out, and I couldn't see their faces, and it was kind
no,
of bizarre at times.
It made me uncomfortable. Yeah. Although that lead singer is gorgeous and really sweet, like.
Yeah, is he?
Okay.
He was of the Jervis Cocker School of Dancing.
Yeah.
A little bit, and he was bombastic. Considering the first three songs were kind of slow and plain, and he was like, "Hey ho, look at that show!"
Yeah.
And you're like, "No, this isn't."
Maybe he just needed to warm up.
I think that's exactly what they needed.
The girl behind me just went, "Is this Yeasayer?" I was like, "Yes," and she's like, "Huh." Okay.
We met that crazy girl outside the Yeasayer gig, though.
Who?
Do you remember that girl?
Oh my god.
Love your belt.
Scary.
Where
Love
did you
your
get
belt.
Your belt?
I was like, pennies? And she's like, anyone got a lighter? And I just gave
How
her my lighter.
Ago?
I was
yeah.
like, you can just keep it. And she was like, oh my god. She came over and hugged me and blew loads of smoke into my hair.
Nice.
I was like, it felt like it was intentional. She held her breath, came ambled over, gave me a big hug and went...
That's how grateful she was.
So what else did we do this week? Oh, it's Lent has started and we also had Pancake Tuesday.
Yep.
Lent. I've given up chocolate and crisps and takeaway, which is making my... making me... really reevaluate my life in a way that
is it awesome? Are you happy?
It's all right. It's just it's A, saving me money and B, cutting out a lot of things that I would normally eat, which is really bad when you think about
yes,
it.
Yes, like, yeah. I mean, if you rely too heavily on fast food, and what was it,
chocolate and crisps. And crisps I just have with every meal.
Like, yeah, you do. You do like
I
the
love
Walkers.
Them, though. I love them with a sandwich. I don't like a sandwich without crisps.
Wow.
I just don't.
Why? You can
I
dip it in
know.
The soup.
That too. I really
Come on! And who says we don't tackle the hard issues? You like it with crisps, I like it with soup. Lights on. Why are you pulling the laptop away from me? Am I being too loud?
You're being too loud. Look
okay,
at that.
Okay. So what do you mean looks by like reevaluating your life?
I just don't want to talk about this part anymore. So do you want to play a game?
Yes. I do not want to talk about this part anymore. Well, it's a good thing we've got a list of items, don't we?
I don't want to talk about how fat I am. Oh. No, I used to be a lot fatter, as Sean learned a few minutes ago.
I remembered as being a child, but you don't kind of hang on to it. And I was saying that should be the podcast photo because it's hilarious.
What do I not hang on to?
You don't. I don't remember like you being fat as a child. Although I remember being a little bit ashamed of you.
Oh.
Not even a little now, though. Maybe not off the podcast.
Maybe you were fat for a while.
That's true. Fat great for. Deal of a while. I think we should put up fat photos of us.
I'll put them up on the blog as if anyone looks Sam, there anymore.
Does anyone look at the blog?
I need to get an email from a listener or something, or else I'm going to quit this.
Okay. Now, you said something about a game just then.
What game? Oh, a game. Let's read I did get an email this week, though.
Read this game?
No, but that other thing that you do where you talk about things that have aged badly.
Oh, I wanted to discuss that later on.
I got an email from someone saying, I really like the new bit about things that have aged badly.
Cool.
That was great. It said, reminded me of the band Silverchair and the awfully aged song anthem for the year 2000.
Well, that sounds like it's aged about 10 years.
Which seemed important and groundbreaking when released. Just watched it now. My God. By God, what was I thinking 10 years ago? 10? Wow, that is ages ago. Yep, that's what he said.
Cool.
So he's thank you, guy. Ivan.
What did you write back?
I wrote, thanks, man. Maybe I should listen back to Silverchair, actually.
What's and this was, back to Silverchair, actually?
You know, because 10 years ago, me and Silverchair were like that with the fingers entwined.
Over, yeah. Well, I'll talk about what's aged badly. This week on the chopping block is the Datsuns. Oh, God, man, the Datsuns. God.
I don't even know if anyone would know what the Datsuns are still.
Oh, well, that's all the better, because they were that unimportant a band, but not to this
Sean O'Doul.
Were
they Irish or English?
No, see, okay, the Datsuns rose to fame in 2001, and we went to go see them, and, you know, we saw the lead singer outside the venue, and could you believe it?
I remember that photo of the two.
I think I had to explain to you a couple of times who he was. Like, who's that abnormally attractive man next to us?
Dolph Datsun Datsuns. I'm like, yeah.
He dated the chick from the Von Bondies. It was a match written in heaven. No, yeah.
I don't think they write matches in heaven.
Yeah, maybe.
Go on.
But yeah, so, and I met them, and me and a friend of mine was like, how does no one recognize him? I mean, really? Crowd, get it together. So we went up to him. We were like, hey, Dolph Datsun. He's like, hello.
Except, he's Australian.
He's New Zealander.
All right.
And we said, hey, can you play Sitting Pretty tonight? He's like, yes. And I was like, can you play it twice? He's like, no, but I'll play it. Wait a second. I fucked that up.
Twice is good?
Yes. That's what it was.
Hey.
That was exactly it. Were you there?
I'll play it twice. Oh, no.
See, it's 10 years ago. It's he said the same thing to me. It's kind of fuzzing the brain a bit. Really?
No, I don't care who Dolph Datsun is.
Anyway, we went in and they played 75 minutes of like Zeppelin knockoff music, and I sent you an example of Think for the Man. I listened back to this album though, it's so bad. Okay, so the whole album's about 55 minutes, and about half an hour of that is guitar solos. Guitar solos. What's a tarasol?
I don't know, that's what I was asking.
I think
you.
It was it's actually an advanced lighting technique term that only I know.
Sorry, did you say Kino Bike?
Anyway, would you like to. Oh. Would you like to read out some of these lyrics in any order you like?
Yeah, let's see how much I can get done in one breath, because this will no doubt be boring. Slick it back, give me some grease, you got it, I want it, so baby, so sweet, jet black hair, leather on thigh, you make me flip, baby, whoa, every time, but you don't give a damn, you're just a thing for a man, you
times
sure
five.
Let me know, you don't give a damn, you're just a thing for a man, you make me flip, get up and go, the midnight riders hanging around your neck, I wish it was me, oh, we could have been the best, I seen your letters, they're written with Smith, you're taking care of business, but baby, you flipped, I seen your letters, they're written with Smith, and you're think of for a man, you're buying us a big bag of trouble, baby, you know is your plan. It's the whole song.
You got it done in one breath, and also, yeah, those. It's awful. It's so bad. Well, you're right to feel sick. The music is dreadful, and I know you're not supposed to pick up apart music based on its lyrical content, but still, it's dreadful. It's dreadful, isn't it? Now you don't give a damn. You're just a
thing for the man. Sure, let me know. I don't get that. I don't
no,
there's
nothing
those
to get, and it doesn't make any difference that when you're listening to it, he's like, "Wow!" all the time. You're like, "This is still shit."
Oh dear.
Yeah.
But you, like, I'm just kind of sometimes thinking, oh, well, shit lyrics, and that's why they didn't get famous. But how are Muse so famous?
Yeah. H gives me all I need. Helps me cope with the chill. Oh.
that's your things that have aged.
Yeah, that's next week I might have a look at the Silverchair business, but I think I missed out on Silverchair even just a little bit because I was interested in the other prominent Australian bands.
You were 15.
The Vines? UMI? And not Silverchair for some reason?
Who are UMI?
This is all dreadful.
UMI, like the letters?
No, UAMI. I think they supported the Vines as well. They're just shite.
Oh, okay.
The Vines were too. I listened to a lot of shit music in 2001.
You did. Let's see what I listened to, though. I don't even remember. What was your first CD?
That I ever bought?
Yeah.
I believe it was the single Reese, Golden Boys.
Really?
Probably not, actually. What was yours? Poke Trouble.
No.
Yes, it was.
That was the first album.
What was it called? To Be a Master.
To Be a Master, Pokemon Master.
I'm going to have the Poke Rap on it, which, oh man.
Poke Rap.
How much of that do you think you could do?
I don't even remember.
Wait a second.
I barely remember what it sounds
I'll forfeit the two lyric game if you name this. Two or three consecutive lines.
No,
song.
I can't think.
Don't trio, dig trio. Oh, I don't know. Those are not two different ones.
Okay, guys, we gotta rap some Pokemon.
You just do the singing. I'll take care of the hard part.
Let's get it on.
Electro, Diglett, Nidoran, Mankey, Venusaur, Rattata, Firo, Pidgey, Seaking, Jolteon, Dragonite, Gastly, Ponyta, Vaporeon, Poliwrath, Butterfree.
Catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all. Pokemon.
I'll search you.
Goldblatt. No, he's a Jewish man of the. Okay. No,
he
I
sells
don't know.
Jewelry. No, I don't remember that. That yes, that Pokemon album was my first album. My first single was the Thong Song by Cisco.
Nice.
It had an instrumental version on it that we definitely sang karaoke to.
Me and you.
No, like the whole family, which I don't think is appropriate now looking back.
I successfully repressed that.
Ooh, that dress so scandalous, and you know I never. Handle it, so you're shaking that thing like who's the ish with a look in your eyes so devilish.
Does that song actually have the lyrics? She's got dumps like a truck. What does
truck,
that mean?
Truck.
Like a dump truck.
Guys, like what?
What?
Baby, move your butt,
I'm gonna do it again.
Let me sing it again.
Oh well, sorry, I didn't buy the single, did I?
You should have.
What's next?
Wow, we both moved on at once.
Boring me.
You're trying to get us over with.
I'm trying to move the segues a bit more neatly.
Yeah? Yep. Do you know what? I was on here.
Yes.
And they have very structureless podcast.
Good.
I mean, they're nice enough that they can just talk, chat about shit or whatever. Shoot the shit, like.
Yeah.
But I struggled with that sentence.
You did.
But it's very structureless.
Okay.
So fuck you, I hear.
Wait a second, you can't do that.
Why are you doing that? Why?
They're never going to invite you back.
Well, they actually said, they're never coming back.
Yeah. Why?
No, I got on the bus as I was leaving and one of the guys just went, she's never coming back, is she? And the other one went, why? And it was like, oh, because you made a tit of yourself and you were just a bollocks to her.
Oh! I thought
so
you meant like,
assumed.
I thought you were like, she's never coming back, rather than she's never coming back.
Okay, so do you want to play that game with the two words and then...
Is that all you have to say about that here?
Pretty much, yeah.
What was the funniest moment?
Successfully repressing it.
Why?
Well, I don't
know. Dublin
Podcast
Consortium.
Did you listen to it?
I hadn't, no.
There you go.
Downloaded it. It's on the thing.
I did get a message from Devin from Exploding Sandwich saying you are podcast guesting machine. So it's possible that he's heard it. It's not my finest work.
Well, did you like the Blam Show more?
No.
We discussed the Blam Show. All right, fine. We're going to keep going until we get this right.
None of any of these have been my finest work. I did listen back to the one of the Exploding Sandwich and they're quite good at it. So I really enjoyed that experience.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've done anything like it since.
Is there any other Dublin podcasts you can volunteer yourself to go onto?
I'll ask Neilpod if I can go onto theirs.
There you go.
Will we both go? I don't know. They're too nice, though. I would turn up and go, fuck this, fuck yous. And they were like... You
sound like Ian Brown.
All right. Yeah. I did the Ian Brown motion as well, didn't
you're
I?
You're on a low.
So... I'll start then.
Wait.
You always shake your baby.
Talk about the game.
What game? Oh, right. Okay, so we're doing singing two words if you didn't hear the last episode, and then Sean has to guess what the song is, or vice versa.
We're still working on a forfeit.
I also don't know what the name of this section is.
Yeah, so a name and a forfeit, and you listeners will have done your job.
Will you please send
that to
us? Awesome. Yeah. Oh, also Louise wants that Juju compilation.
Yes, she's. Although I think I have to give it to Ivan as well because he emailed.
Yeah, we can.
In the inter.
He probably doesn't want it.
Sure.
Probably not.
Can take
I don't
it
even know
and
where he
slap
lives.
Slap it into.
No, I should stop saying people's surnames. That's not right.
Actually, yeah.
I'll bleep it over.
Really?
No.
All right. So this is the game.
I will go first.
What's the game?
I just said
I've
it.
I cut you off again.
No.
First two words, you sing.
I sing the first two words and you have to get it from that.
And people at home should try to guess it also.
Yeah, okay. Control yourself.
Take only what you need from it. That's MGMT.
Yeah, okay.
So that is how I sing it.
Control only what you need. Okay, so you... Control yourself. Take only
what you need from it. He speaks...
French. He's fine. Nice. I don't even know that song. I've never heard that song before. I know. Walkman with something or other.
French Vacation.
Okay.
It's great.
I got 2 points. Are you keeping track?
No. Can I have a pen? Yeah, that pen. That's the pen that I was chewing on. Ew, I've marked my territory.
I was touching it.
All right, you're up.
Do it.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Is that the...
Do it now.
Ready for the Floor by Hot Chip.
Yeah, that was
yes.
Perfect.
Wow, thank you kindly.
Two for two.
This is She's the...
She's a bitch. She's a lover. No, that's Yura.
Child, I'm not she is.
Yura.
We're
all. She's a. No, what's the third word then?
Market. She's a market girl.
I told.
Bring in, bring in,
do, ding, you ding, don't even ding, know ding. The words to it.
Yeah, I love that song. I love it more than the other one.
This is really easy. I've made mine all so easy.
Okay.
Watch out. You might get what you're after.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. Strange
banana stranger.
Talking heads.
Yeah, no. Tom Jones featuring Nina Persons. Exactly. And the Cardigans. I actually went out and I bought that on single as well. Because I was like, I've never heard a song like this. And then I bought the best of Talking Heads about 20 minutes later. Now this is a bit of a difficult one. I was gonna leave this to last. I wasn't
looking.
No.
For no.
You are close.
I wasn't.
You are close. I think you can get this. I'm trying to make it more pathetic sounding. It is that way though.
Is it Iron and Wine?
No.
No. It sounds like something.
I can give you the third word, and I think you'll get it straight away.
Okay.
I wasn't shopping.
No, I don't know that.
For a doll. You know that?
No, what song is that?
That's...
I don't even know what that
you
is.
You absolutely do know this one. I didn't fail at this assignment. That was The Killers. The last song off Hot Fuss. I wasn't shopping for a doll. You do know this. I wasn't shopping for a doll. Okay, sorry.
That's not a real song.
How many points do you get for that? Because I fucked that one all the way up.
Oh, wait. Is it Everything Will Be All Right?
Everything... I wasn't shopping for a dog.
Shut up. No. That's going to be what the episode is called.
Zero.
Crap. All right, I'll do one. You're
next.
Hold me.
Oh. Like you used to. Control me
no,
like you used
yes.
to.
Oh, yes. Damn it.
Straight
Hold
away.
Hold me like before.
Yay, sir. Hold me like you used to.
Control me like you used to. Okay, so you've got four right, and yeah. I've got three. Okay, you go now.
Knock me.
Knock me. Knock me. Knock me. Would I get this?
Yeah,
this
of course.
This easy.
Yeah.
Knock me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
I just repeated
you
what
the
you
rest
said.
Of the lyrics.
No, give me a clue.
Knock
give me, the third.
Me out.
And shoot me down. Damn it!
NASA. North
gifted.
American, South American.
Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
What's the real NASA stand for?
National Aeronautics and Space A...
Associations.
Associations.
I was just putting in associations or companies or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, so this is... Mine have all been quite easy. Really easy, actually.
Mine have been... I thought... Mine,
no, they're not. I wasn't
the killers,
shopping for a
I
doll.
I wasn't shopping for a doll. I'm so sick, and if those aren't the lyrics...
Yeah,
that was the one I said.
I win
that we...
immediately.
Yeah,
if that's
those
not
are
right.
Incorrect. Okay.
Who put
the bop in the bop? Shoo bop, shoo bop.
Yes.
Who put the... I forgot who sang that though. Who put the bop in the bop? Bop bop bop. Who put the ram in the ram? Ram a ding dong. Who put the bop in the bop? Shoo bop, shoo bop. Who put the dip in the dip? Dip dip dip. Okay, so this is the last one. It was
familiar to me.
It was familiar to me. The smoke too thick.
Who is that? Oh, Postal Service.
Okay, dang.
Woo!
Oh.
You did that ooh, like Buster from Arrested Development.
Ooh.
Got your results?
I know I've lost.
Yours goes 2-1-0-1-2.
Like symmetry.
So,
6. And you got 10. Crap. That was a wipeout.
Good thing we don't have
a wipeout.
Good thing we don't have a forfeit, I guess.
Yeah. I still owe you something from last week, but
that's
I don't
true,
know.
That's true. But we have to meet up in our spare time and ring someone on Skype, I think, of my choosing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of in between, like, I don't know where that sentence was going. What? We've also run out of things to talk about. How are you, anyway?
I'm good besides. I'm glad I give out the Datsuns, because it's only fair that someone does, because people are so busy not listening to any of their music.
But, what do you reckon they're doing now?
Well, I'd say maybe grieving. Or because people did promise them fame, NME did.
Oh, that's
they were
sad.
The same year that the fire theft and the Datsuns were simply going to take over the world.
Who's the fire theft?
Yeah, I don't know
exactly.
Zane Lowe put his name to that band and said these are the
Zane Lowe throws his name at every band.
He does, and also give him like he'll drop trow and you fill his pants with money. He'll do your ad.
He'll do my what?
He'll do your advertisement. He's like Patrick Stewart.
Oh. I like Patrick Stewart.
But he'd have to admit he does anything for cash.
So should we wrap it up after
absolutely.
20 meager minutes?
No, I think we have to include a song. I want to include a song because we've been talking about Yay Sayer. We haven't played any other music.
Okay, well, let's play a Yay Sayer song. Well, we played one song, but this is another song.
One
by Yay Sayer. Check it out.
But I want you to look up District 9 and look at the way Vikas Vandemuva swears. It's the funniest thing I think I've ever heard.
What is it?
Press pause on this for a second, I'll show you.
No.
Go to YouTube and see if... Cause do they let you swear on YouTube?
Do they let me swear on YouTube? No. Generally.
Do they let one swear on YouTube?
Yeah, they have dick in a box, I think.
Okay. So look up... I don't know how... W-I-C-K-E-S?
W-I-C-K-E-S. Wickers.
No.
W-I...
Without the R. Where'd the R come from? Vikas.
Oh, Vikas. Wickers.
Yeah.
Advert.
Does Muva. M-E-U-V-E. Am I going about this all wrong?
M-E-U-V-E. What is wrong with me?
Is that Vikas Vandemuva?
No, it really came up Wicked the Musical.
No, okay. Try again. District 9 swearing.
District 9. What was District 9 like?
Amazing. Swear. Yay! Yeah.
I don't know if it's actually there. District 9 in 5 seconds.
No. Fucking... Yeah, the way he says it is deadly.
Oh, I've seen a clip of this, I think. Lots of fogs.
Doesn't he have the best voice ever, though? Is there any more swearing you can get from somewhere else?
I don't know. District 9 fooks. Wait, what's the plot line to District 9?
Okay, so these aliens land on top of Joburg.
Who's Joburg?
Casper Pitt and Meet Joburg. Anyway, no, District 9 is an amazing film that everyone should go see. It's about 1982, aliens land over Johannesburg, and then they put them into this bizarre, like... shit, what is it?
Stop emming.
What about M's? Can I replace them with R's? It's more... it's... Okay, so... Oh, dude, what's it called? Like a slum, that's it. Anyway, that's it, really. Go watch it. They put them into a slum, isn't it?
Plotline.
I don't want to give anything away.
I didn't ask you to.
All I know is that the swearing is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Doesn't that sound wave look like a perfect arrow?
It was me describing District 9 being amazing.
Right, so we just listened to one by Yesayer. Did you enjoy it?
It was very, very, very good. And it was great live.
That was episode 22. I'm 22 years old.
Yep, and today's the 22nd. But it'll be out on the 25th, so sorry.
Oh. Yeah. No, it'll be out on the 24th.
Ah.
That is still freakish, though. 222. So that was episode 22. It was a bit of a mixed bag.
Yeah.
But we hope you got at least one giggle out of it.
Yeah.
Well, is one giggle just like a gig?
Hopefully, yeah. I wasn't shopping for a doll. I'm really happy.
For a doll. Really I'm going to scatter that one line. If it's truly that, I'm going to scatter it throughout the whole episode.
Please do. And I dare you. Check it out right now.
Wasn't shopping for a doll.
Liliana.
Okay, you're dead right. It's I wasn't shopping for a doll.
I wasn't shopping.
Oh god, okay. I almost wished that you were wrong so I could win that stupid game.
We don't have a forfeit yet, so don't worry about it.
I still don't like losing. Okay. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
I'll see you in 2 weeks again to talk about nothing.
Bye.
Bye. That hurts.
Yeah. We go for ages on that. Look at this shoe.
Sean just pressed his keypad hoping that it would make noise, but no.
How do you make it make noise?
I think you have to go to the settings. Is a line and then the star and the hash.
Is star tic-tac-toe? No.
Tic-tac-toe.
What's tic-tac-toe called? Hash?
Tic-tac-toe. Yeah, because it's the yeah. Grid for X's and O's.
Yeah, exactly.
Hash. I didn't get that joke before.
Did you not?
No, I'm a dumbass.